Hey, everybody. What is it, Scott?
This is Monday.
And who are we?
Honey, I thought you were supposed to be introducing.
I thought I was doing the topic.
No, you're introducing.
This is Living It Up While Beginning Again. I'm Teresa here with my husband, Scott. We are doing great. We hope that y'all are doing well. Honey, he's yawning. Need some more coffee?
I don't know.
Help. This is a great topic, and it's about someone named Joseph.
Yeah, and...
No, no, wait. He has the coat of many colors.
He does.
But he was not Mary and Joseph. Not that Joseph.
Right.
Okay? Because, yeah, remember, some of these people get all these characters confused.
Yeah.
It's just like in the world, there's more Joseph, Scotts. There's more than just one Scott. There's more than just one Teresa. Yeah. There's more than just one Joseph.
Joseph is the son of Jacob.
Right.
And so... the topic today is really good. You know, I'm going to go ahead and read it. Okay. We can choose our attitudes. Even though the world is imperfect, God can give us serenity so we can change our response to it, courage to keep going, and wisdom to make it the best of a bad situation.
Boy, who didn't need that?
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, and I want to read something out of Genesis 38, verse 29 and 30. Sometime later, Reuben returned to get Joseph out of the cistern. When he discovered that Joseph was missing, he tore his clothes in grief. Then he went back to his brothers and lamented, "The boy is gone. What will I do now?" You know what? That was a bad situation.
What do I do?
And kind of, you know, just a summary of what we're talking about is Joseph, you know, was the second youngest born to Jacob, and he was Jacob's favorite. I mean, everyone knew it, you know, especially the brothers. He gave him a coat of many colors, a great robe, and he would kind of favor him. Well, you know, Joseph was kind of a bratty, you know, kid too.
He had an attitude. He was
a tattletale, and he would tell on his older brothers, you know, kind of like I would. I did the same thing. I would listen outside my brother's doors. And they'd say something, I'd run down the stairs. They'd try to catch me because I was going to go tell my mom, you know.
Well, the problem with his brothers was that his father favored him, and they hated him for that.
Yeah, and plus, you know, Joseph would kind of, you know, try to tell him what to do. Mm-hmm. They're going, really? You're trying to tell us what to do?
Like, get away.
So they got mad at him, and they kind of got a plan together, and they went out, and Joseph went to go to get him. And they threw him basically in a water well, you know. And said, there, you know, then they sold him into slavery. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was a bad situation, man. You know, and they went back and they poured blood over the coat and showed it to Jacob, said, you know, hey, man, you know, Joseph, our brother, your son is dead. Mm-hmm. And of course, Jacob was heartbroken. And so that was a horrible situation, you know, this horrible lie that his brothers had to live with. And so Joseph went into slavery into Egypt, and he became second in command.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You know, to Pharaoh, but he never forgot who he was.
Right.
You know, and he dearly missed his dad, mm-hmm. and he missed his brothers. Even though his brothers had done him wrong, mm-hmm. he missed who his family was.
I love these Old Testament stories.
And so, you know, there was a drought. And so Jacob sent some of the sons to Egypt to ask the Pharaoh for favors and food and whatever. And, of course, that meant they had to go talk to Joseph. Well, they didn't even recognize Joseph. It had been years. Mm-hmm. Of course, Joseph had on a wig and all the stuff the Egyptians wore. And so Joseph gave it to him.
Attitude.
You know? And they tried to pay him, and they realized they got back, and the money was still in the saddle, you know? And they went, wait a minute, I thought we gave money here. We're going to get, man, we're not going to do this? We're going to get killed because, you know? So they went back, you know? And with Jacob this time. And that's when Joseph revealed himself to him.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Joseph just, you know, Jacob just hit his knees, and his brothers were just saying, we're so sorry. And so this horrible, horrible situation was redeemed by Joseph because of his attitude. Because he never, ever lost faith that God was going to get him through this.
Mm-hmm.
And because he never lost faith, mm-hmm. God blessed him. Mm-hmm. And he ended up blessing his family. Mm-hmm. So
But he found favor. And, you know, he chose in all these situations, honey, he would make the best out of it.
Yeah.
And he chose to do the right thing. Did he have an attitude? Yeah. Did his brother see it? Yes. But it was God's favor that was on him in these situations, because he always seemed to come out smelling like a rose.
Yeah.
You know?
He did. I mean, you know, we just see that...
He got promoted.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Joseph's, you know, his arrogant behavior as a youth, along with his father's favoritism, that planted seeds of hatred in his brothers.
It did. But was that his fault?
And no.
Exactly.
No. But you know, Joseph, he suffered years of slavery in Egypt as well. Mm-hmm. But Joseph was certainly more worthy of praise than his brothers but he can hardly be given perfect marks.
Yep.
You know, Joseph made some mistakes along the way too.
He did.
But he never, ever lost faith. Joseph remained faithful to God. Mm-hmm. It would have been easy to say for him to start playing the victim and just give up.
But he didn't.
I mean, when he was down in that water well, mm-hmm. I don't know how many feet down, you know, thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. Then he got sold into slavery. Oh my God, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Pharaoh's wife came after him, and he ran and ran and ran and ran.
Yeah.
That was the right thing to do.
That's right.
She was accusing him of all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
all sorts of stuff, but he chose to do the right thing.
Sometimes we play the victim. We start to blame others and lose our ability to act ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, we just need to stop blaming and start acting. Well, doing our best in the situations which God has placed us. Mm-hmm. And that's what Joseph did. Joseph did the best he could do in the situation he was in.
Just like the topic said.
Yeah, you know, the old saying is, God's going to change you. He may not change your situation.
But he'll change
you the way you look at your situation. Mm-hmm. Okay? I mean, you may be living somewhere you don't want to live. God may not deliver you from that area, but he's going to change the way you think about living in that area. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So a clear image here really, really emerges. Mm-hmm. Man proposes, but God disposes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Joseph's brothers intended their actions toward Joseph for evil, but God used those actions for good. It is wonderful, man. It's so wonderful to know that God can veto our foolish plans, transforming our mistakes and failures into the means for his gracious purposes.
That's right.
This is one of the best stories in the Bible, Joseph. Because what his brothers meant for evil and what Satan put in them to do this to him, God turned out for good. Mm-hmm. You know? And he can do the same thing in your life as well. He's done the same thing in ours.
That's right.
What Satan meant bad for me for 40 years, God's turning into good. And I'm just awestruck how God can do that. Mm-hmm. It's only God.
And honey, God wants us to have a great attitude.
He does.
What this is all about. Attitude, you know, out in the business world, you know, what is it that's saying? You know, your attitude determines your latitude, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's no different with God.
Right.
Are we going to complain, you know, when things don't go our way? Are we going to keep serving God and trusting him and saying, you know what, God knows what's best? Or are we going to just say, oh, man, God doesn't know what he's doing. Why should I be doing what God wants me to do? I can't see any. No, you just keep on with a good attitude and a trust in him. It's like we're talking about with Joseph.
Yeah.
And God's favor is there.
That's right. You know, I know sometimes we'll say, well, God, if you'll just show up.
Show up.
You know what? He's there.
He's already shown up.
He's waiting for you to show up. Mm-hmm. He's waiting for you to act. He's already acted. Mm-hmm. He hung on a cross for you. Mm-hmm. He died for you. Mm-hmm. He rose on the third day. I think he's acted just about enough.
And because of that very act, we have access to the power to have a good
attitude.
That's
right.
We have the access to the power, which is what that's all about.
Right.
To have all these things that, you know, in our attitude that we can't do on our own because we're human. But because of what you just said, because of what Christ did, we can.
Yeah.
It's already done.
That's right. Well, you know what? Do you want to have courage to keep going and the wisdom to make the best of a bad situation? There's only one way you can do it, is to depend on God. And that's exactly what Joseph did. He said, God, I'm in a horrible situation. But with you, I can make it. Mm-hmm. Well, if Joseph didn't know God deep in his heart and sincerely had given him himself to God, he wouldn't have known that. Mm-hmm. And neither can we.
Right.
Unless we give our hearts to him. Sincerely give our life to him. Have you? Have you ever done that? Have you thought maybe you did when you were younger and you're thinking, my goodness, whew, I need to be like Joseph. I need to give him my everything so he can get me out of this situation that I'm in. Mm-hmm. Or just change my attitude. So if you've never given your life to Christ, we'd love for you to do that today. This could be your new birthday, your salvation birthday. Mm-hmm. So if you would please pray this prayer with us. Please know that you're saved and highly favored from Jesus. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of that cross, you say my sins are forgiven. If I ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I need your strength. Thank you for giving me the courage and a new attitude. Today, I give you my heart, my mind, and my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank y'all so much. We hope this was an encouraging podcast for y'all. I know it was for us.
Attitude.
Yeah. And so, listen, if you did give your life to Christ, or if you have any comments, please go to our Facebook page, Living It Up, Beginning Again. Please like us and share us to your friends. And thank you so much for all of you around the world who are tuning into this podcast.
Until we talk to you tomorrow, keep a great attitude and keep living it up.
While beginning again.